This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. Back in 2014, three major academic institutions in Milwaukee were undergoing transitions to new leadership. But out of a state of flux, UW-Milwaukee, Milwaukee Area Technical College, and Milwaukee Public Schools began an alliance aimed at improving outcomes for students. They created a network called M-Cubed with a mission of better aligning education so that students who started MPS will have a smoother road leading to MATC, UWM, or both.
5 years into the work of M-Cubed, leaders of the effort and the institution say there have already been some successes. But other parts of the equation are slower to change. We were joined recently in the studio by all three leaders. Mark Mone is chancellor of UW-Milwaukee, Vicki Martin is president of MATC, and Keith Posley is superintendent of MPS. Mone explained the circumstances that led to the creation of M-Cubed.
We found ourselves in a lot of meetings in the community, and we would be frequently asked to work in different areas and on different educational initiatives. And what we found is that we would be at these different areas, but we have so much natural overlap already. So many students from MPS become MATC or UW-Milwaukee students. In fact, the number today, and we're delighted to say it's growing, we think it's upwards of 43% of students who go to college after MPS. So why don't we build on that to more effectively collaborate? We have so many things that, you know, so many of our teachers, so many of our graduates become MPS teachers and principal, superintendent in cases. Mm-hmm. And so we have that type of influence. Why don't we be more deliberate about this? Because if we're not working together, my goodness, there's a lot at risk. There's a lot of opportunity for when we talk about curricular alignment, we could be going sideways and not preparing the students as well. If there's things that we've learned in one of our academic institutions, boy, it sure could help somebody else. So there's really that spirit of collaboration and, you know, the positives, but also kind of the fear of we can be doing better if we work together more.
Well, and Dr. Posley, you were not a superintendent at the time that this initiative began, but you have joined midstream. What was at stake for MPS that you see?
I think the thing that's at stake for MPS is the idea that our young people, we wanted to ensure that all of our young people are going off to post-secondary education and also not taking remedial classes and those things. So working with the institutions of higher learning such as MATC as well as UW-Milwaukee and looking at what our young people need to know and be able to do to get through high school. And also, and what are the detractors that are keeping them from attending college. And some of those kinds of things that we have found has been this whole thing of completing the FAFSA, making sure that they have monies that set aside for college and making sure that they knew exactly what to do and how to go about doing it. And a number of those things are worked hand-to-hand with the moving this effort forward.
What are the tangible things that make up this network? When you talk about, you know, better coordination, what does that look like and feel like?
So I'll talk about two levels, and then my colleagues will absolutely add on and correct everything I just said. Number one, there's five goal groups, and they're working collaboratively together with members from every one of our academic institutions on such things as developing stronger parent institutes, working to look at how we align curriculum, working on teacher development, working on workshops, conferences, a lot of specific applications of the work that we do. There's also infrastructure to support that. So across our academic institutions, there's a number of staff who are dedicated to that. And then there's another level which involves the superintendent, president of MATC, and myself, who have our staffs that work collaboratively to help reinforce the communication team and ultimately work on another set of goals that I'll let my colleagues also talk about.
We also have to think about our students and what they're doing. And when we look at it, we are trying to really attract more of students from MPS, and we naturally do, but it's usually a year or two after they graduate, so we want to make sure that they come right to us. And then what we find is a lot of our students tend to transfer over to UWM. So when we think about our students, another goal that we have is really to hear that student voice and to make sure that they can advocate for themselves and show real leadership qualities, but that we pay attention to what they're telling us and what their needs are. So when we work together, it's really thinking about what those transitions are about and what that means for the student and their experience between our three institutions.
And from the MPS view of this, our young people are being prepared on a daily basis and to go off and to do great things at the institutions that of higher learning that they may attend. But also we are, and through this process of working with the parents of those children to help them to become better parents or even go back to school themselves. And then we look at the thing that I'm excited about is this whole thing around preparing the job market. When I look at the paras that we have in school, that they go through their training and get prepared at MATC, and then after that particular piece can go on to UW-Milwaukee to become that teacher that we need in the classroom, then go back again to get those principal's license that we need. And the list goes on of all of how the institutions are being able to replenish and making sure that we have talent throughout the area.
So if I can give just a concrete example, Mitch, of a couple of things that would not be happening if we weren't working together that I think is really interesting. And there's so many of these examples, but two that come to mind. We had a workshop last year, and we're doing it again this spring, where we had 1,000 MPS students on our campus, and they were participating in a job fair. We had 64 employers, the leading employers in Milwaukee, that came in, and they interviewed juniors and seniors in high school. But our network enabled these students. We had 40 people from across our institutions who helped them with resume preparation, helped them with interviewing practice, really got them ready to spend time interviewing for either jobs as, you know, graduating seniors between high school and college, or maybe not college at this point. Just, you know, the job market is such as it is, but also for internships between junior and senior year. The powerful part of that is most of those students had not been on a college campus before. So all the pieces and logistics behind that wouldn't have happened without M-Cubed. Similarly, at about that same time, as about a month apart, 850 students from multiple MPS schools were going to MATC to spend time in the classrooms to learn what it's like to be a college student and to spend time rubbing shoulders with peers and being able to build that self-efficacy, that confidence that I can do this. I see other individuals who I know them. They were in my school last year or two. Those are the powerful types of experiences that we just want to build on, but they're very practical, and it really helps with, you know, when we talk about this, it's those bridges. Mm-hmm. It's the things we do within, but it's also especially those bridges across our academic institutions.
Well, and so let me ask you, when you look at experiences like those, I mean, they seem like very important experiences. At the same time, you know, we hear a lot about assessment and our ability to measure how well stuff like this works. How do you take experiences like that and read the data from them and say we reach people the way that M-Cubed set out to reach them?
Yeah, we have a really important dashboard. We have quarterly updates, and we measure a number of different things. We just had actually an annual update for the public at large, and we're really proud of the numbers that we have. We'd like to talk about some of those.
Sure.
But we'd also have to acknowledge there's some things that are not intractable. They're just slower to move, and we're working hard on those as well. So this isn't just a victory lap by any means. There's a lot of work.
And the one that I'm excited about is this whole graduation rate. And, you know, 4 years ago, we started out at a 58.2% graduation rate. This current year, it was 62.2.
And this is four-year graduation rate?
Four-year graduation. Okay. And with the goal of the target is being 72%. Percent. And it's not where we want to be at the end, but it's progress, and it's constant progress that are being made as we transition through. And it's excitement to see that growth. And I'm here to say that growth would not have happened if it wasn't for the strong support of the three organizations working so closely together, finding out where the gaps are, working with those gaps, and making sure that our young people are moving in the direction that they need to move forward.
Now, are we just measuring success at MPS, or are there measurements of success as M-Cubed plays out for MATC and for UWM?
Right. So for us, one of the measures was completing the FAFSA, because without completing the FAFSA, they're not going to be able to afford to come to college. And so it was really important for us to get the word out, because one of the things we found out is that many students were not completing it because they didn't think they could afford to go to college. So we have launched a number of different initiatives, not only with M-Cubed, with Milwaukee Succeeds, where we are really looking at how do we raise that number. And we've been able to do that. We've come up to, we've increased it by nearly 15 percentage points, where we really want to get up to the 80%, but we're at around 60% right now, which is really great. That bodes well for us. We have more work to do. Now, we have to make sure that if they're completing the FAFSA, hopefully they're going on and they're not waiting. They're not taking a year or two, but they come direct from high school. And so that's what's really important about this. So if they're doing career planning and we decided to use this exact same career planning tool so that no matter what institution they came to, they could carry that like a portfolio with them so that all the advisors could talk to them and have the same information. Well, helping them then decide where in college they're going to be successful or where they might have an interest or passion goes hand in hand with completing that FAFSA, making sure that they actually have a pathway where they know what direction they want to go and that we're working to make sure that they're going to be successful.
And what does success look like at the UWM level?
I think for all of us in post-secondary ed, it's in part how many students come to our academic institutions from MPS. We've seen growth in that. We've seen that move. But we also want to say, are we helping those students with academic success once they arrive? And honestly, we have not seen as much movement there as we'd like to see, but it takes time. And if we increase the number of students and their preparedness, that doesn't just change things overnight. As they work through the system, this is years long in the making. So we're very confident that the things that we're doing in terms of better academic preparedness, in terms of better advising, better counseling all the way through, summer bridge programs and activities like that will absolutely help the retention, which is ultimately what matters.
And presumably these are issues that have been building for far more than the 4 years mm-hmm. that M-Cubed has been around.
Well, to that point, you know, I want to just come back to something Dr. Posley talked about. The numbers that he talked about, that 58, 59%, it has been a long, long time before we've seen that kind of movement that we're seeing now. And boy, if we can continue to build on that and get to the 70, 72%, think about what that does in terms of options for our K-12 population, the largest group of elementary and high school students in the state in terms of a concentrated area and what this means for the future. This is such a powerful outcome. And then the options that they have for continuation at MATC and UWM and frankly other academic institutions as well. This is just so important. And in part you might hear in my voice, you know, the moral imperative, but I have to tell you it's an economic imperative for this region. We cannot continue to leave individuals behind in the way that we have. And it's something that we really need to think about across the state of Wisconsin, given the achievement gap. Those who are fundamentally left behind, disproportionately African-American, we've got to change that.
Are there initiatives that you have on your own radar screen that we should be looking towards along the lines of the kinds of things that you've already been talking about?
We've got another layer of them. I asked my colleagues to speak about them and also the cool progress we're making with Bradley Tech.
We have just launched a few youth apprenticeship programs there with Harley Davidson and We Energies to begin with. And so this offers young people an opportunity to get paid at the same time that they're looking at those workforce skills that they need. And they're also getting college credit, high school credit, and they can go on for an adult apprenticeship or they can go on, and many of them are going to go on to college and transfer. And what's really great is the employers are helping to support them to do that. We also have a new principal there who has a lot of new faculty, and they're very energetic, and they're all working together to really look at what those success factors are for the students so that we can make sure that they're college ready, because it is an early college model. So that is something that the three of us are working on at the pedagogy that's happening in the school, especially around math. Dr. Mone talked a little bit earlier about that. The faculty work together between our institutions, and we know what the best practices are. So we're using the same best practices and same pedagogy to help get these students up to the level that they need to be successful.
And on our end, we have also launched and start looking at 1,825 days, that early childhood initiative piece of making sure our young people starting at birth to 5 years old, the work that is happening, and we're working along with the other two institutions to make sure that we have proper individuals in front of our young people, have curriculum in front of our young people, blending resources to make sure that we have a rich curriculum that young people are following before coming to the school. The other piece that I would throw out there that I'm just so excited about is this whole thing around preparing the next set of principals and teachers that that we will have in this district and around the state and around the country, because they're going to, you know, a lot of times are mobile. But those are great things that are constantly happening together.
So what do you see as the greatest challenges in front of you, the hardest things to accomplish, and how much do you have to preach patience as you're doing this work?
That's a great question, because, you know, change in educational outcomes is not a fast area of impact. It takes years, and it takes years for somebody to become a high school graduate. It takes years for them to get through any of our academic institutions. And given the population that we serve in Milwaukee, we know that a lot of times there's on-ramps, off-ramps, you know, and how we work together to increase that. So one of the challenges is just how much time it takes. We all have tremendous urgency. We want this done yesterday. And so working that through our large systems, our large campuses, you know, getting that, you know, you pilot something, you see it work, and then scaling that. So going through that is probably one of the challenges. Obviously, public education in this country has not been funded at the same level that it had been historically, and that continues to be such an important challenge when we think about the quality of the educators that we need to have in the classrooms today and what society and ultimately states are saying about that. So those are some of the challenges, I think.
Challenges the two of you see as well?
One of them, I would say, is meeting the needs of all learners, trying to meet those needs, and also being able to prepare young people for jobs that we've never heard of before as well, and getting them in the right places at the right time and getting them prepared to be able to make things happen. And I would agree with Dr. Mone, the whole thing around how fast we got to get this done, and the time factor that's a part of this one, to make sure that, you know, we are at a situation where we have to produce quality scholars right away, and the urgency around that. But we know through the education process, nothing happens fast. So we can't microwave this process. We have to really, it's going to take time, and it's going to take us working together, and we just have to be patient with it along the way.
And I think that we're making progress, but to accelerate that in a way that makes sense and to be organized appropriately and to work together in a way that helps students to succeed. But we also are dealing with all of their other issues in our community. And so we have to realize they're coming hungry, or maybe they're homeless, or there's other issues, mental health issues, or there's other things going on. And we've talked about trauma-informed care, but we have to be cognizant of all those other issues and partner with folks in our community who can help us and help those students and their families to be successful.
Well, President Martin, Superintendent Posley, Chancellor Mone, thank you all so much for your time, and best of luck with your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vicki Martin is president of Milwaukee Area Technical College. Keith Posley is superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. And Mark Mone is chancellor of UWM. You'll find a link to more about MCubed at WUWM.com.